Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Okay, picture this. You're about to cruise somewhere together as a couple. You've booked a flight. Obviously, this is it has to be quite old, actually, because who's flying these days? But the story goes that a man and his wife were heading on holiday. They had a 13-hour flight, and so they're about to board the plane. And then at some point, one of the hosts came up to the husband and said, "Hey, look, I actually want to upgrade you to business if you want. I've got a spare business seat. I've spotted you. Would you like to upgrade?" He said yes. Now, the wife is up in arms because she said, "Look, we're just about to start our holiday. We had seats next to each other. It was a 13-hour flight. I thought we were going to sit next to each other and just have a great old time. And you ditched me for business class." Now, he says it was a 13-hour plane ride at night. We were both going to sleep. It would be rude of me not to take business. When am I ever going to have the opportunity to go business? So they had a bit of a disagreement. They've gone online to ask everyone, what would you have done in that situation? So I would love to hear from you. 9313-0985. If you were in that situation, what would you have done? So a host, an air hostess, comes up to you and says, "Hey, look, if you're willing, I'd love to upgrade you to business class, but you are with your significant other half. What do you do?" We've got Ian on the phone. Ian, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, doing well, Ian. Now, what would you have done in this situation?
I would have automatically given the option of upgrading to my wife.
Oh.
Because the Bible says I had to put her first in everything in a marriage.
Yes,
so
well played.
So she gets to offer the upgrade, and I get an empty seat next to me so I can stretch out a bit more anyway.
Such a win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Ian, that is brilliant.
And your wife is going to be complained.
Yeah.
My wife would never complain. She might not want the seat by herself, but I would give it to her, and I certainly wouldn't take it. If she didn't want it, I wouldn't take it either.
Oh, you are too good, Ian. Thank you so much for the call. We've also got Anne on the phone. Anne, what would you do in the situation?
It was the other way around. My husband was checking us in, and we got one free upgrade, and he gave it to me. So he was stuck at the back with our four kids. The youngest was about two at that time. And I was all by myself having satay in the front. It was really nice.
Okay, so that's completely different. I can't believe that. Because if you had kids, obviously you've got a lot of work to do back there. And he still let you. He said, "Nah, go have some fun up there."
Yeah, I was by myself, and he had four of the kids with them, with him. And, yeah, it was so sweet.
That's so good. What if it was the other way around? How would you feel if your husband went up to the front of the plane?
I'm used to it. It's all right.
So either way, as long as someone was enjoying business class, you wouldn't mind.
Yes, it's good for the money. We're Asians. It's okay. Someone used that money. It's in the family. It dissolves. It's fine.
And thank you so much for the call. You can get in touch, 9313-0985. What would you do in this situation? You're about to board a flight. It's a 13-hour flight, and someone offers you a business class seat, but not your significant other half. What do you do in that situation? I would have thought a few people would have said no. We'll both say no to stay together for the 13 hours. No one said that so far. Ruth has given us a call. Ruth, what would you do?
My husband and I would split it, so we'd share it across the whole trip. You know, no one misses out. We can enjoy some the upgrade for a few hours each, get a good sleep for half the trip, and feel fresh as when we arrive. And still in love, of course.
Yeah, it's still in love. Good call. I wonder how you would work that out, though, because I can imagine whoever gets business class first is just going to go into a deep sleep, and you're going to be on the in the back in the economy, messaging him in the little plane system. He's not going to see it. But good call, Ruth. I think splitting it between the two of you, brilliant idea. Have you flown business class before, Ruth?
I haven't. Actually, maybe my dad worked for Woodside for a few years there, and sometimes the family, we'd get to go on trips that they'd pay for, long story short. But one time, all my whole family got the trip, but because I didn't live with them, I was slumming it in economy, but my mum was very generous and she let me have her seat. So I've enjoyed it one time to New Zealand. So that was great.
Oh, you've lived it. You've lived the story.
Living the dream. Oh, the real cutlery and everything. It was like, where are we?
Real cutlery. What a dream, Ruth. Thank you so much.
I know, right?
Thank you for the call. I don't know what it feels like, but hopefully one day. A few more texts coming through here. Don't take the business class seat. She is worth turning it down for. Another one here. I would take the upgrade and share it. Half the time for him, half the time for her. Unless it's a honeymoon, of course. If it's a honeymoon, no upgrade. Stay together. Thanks, Leanne. Another one here. I'm 2 meters tall and weigh 200 kgs. Sorry, honey. I need the actual leg room. And you get to stretch out with an extra seat. Okay. I mean, if you are really tall as well, it's such a hard call to make. I mean, I don't know. It's hard. Another one here. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, thank you very much, Marissa. I would give it to whoever's older. After all, we have to respect our elders. So, yeah, another good suggestion there. So many coming through. You can keep them coming. 0429 985 985. What would you do in this situation? Have you been in this situation? Has anyone turned it down and just said, nah, if she can't go, I can't go? Another text here. Just do paper, scissors, rock. I will say, my wife and I, that does solve a lot of disputes in our household. Who's going to do that? Let's just paper, scissors, rock it. Another one here from Fiona says, I would definitely insist on taking the upgrade because one of us gets a better sleep. Nothing better than a person that is well rested rather than a grumpy spouse. So, yeah, fair enough, you know. At least when you land, you both don't have jet lag. One of you are good, ready to go. You can take charge. Great point there.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.